You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. At the end of this month, it will mark the 10th anniversary of the Owyhee Initiative. Senator Mike Crapo introduced the Owyhee Public Lands Management Act in the U.S. Congress as part of the implementation of the 2006 agreements. Now, the act passed Congress, and it was signed by President Obama in 2009. I'm having a hard time today, folks. The legislation designated 517,000 acres of wilderness and 300 miles of wild and scenic rivers. This was Idaho's first wilderness legislation in more than 30 years. And this legislation successfully addressed the issue of which lands in Owyhee County should be designated as wilderness and which land should be managed for other uses. Joining me live in studio to talk about this ongoing collaboration are Lou Lunte. He's the Deputy Director of the Nature Conservancy in Idaho. And Brenda Richards, she's an Owyhee County rancher, as well as rancher Chris Black. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This process was a long time in coming because, Lou, the collaboration with all of these different parties started in 2001, correct?
Correct.
So talk to me a little bit about that, because this wasn't just kind of a one-person deal.
Not at all. It really brought together a lot of the stakeholders in Owyhee County. Going a little before then, there was just a lot of fighting, I'd say, over the issues of natural resource management in the county. And the commissioners and some of the ranchers decided to be more proactive and try to bring people together to solve the problems. And they did a great job, brought a very diverse group together.
And at the time, what were some of the problems that, ranchers like you and Chris, what were you seeing or dealing with?
So some of the problems came because we're very close to Treasure Valley. There's 74% of Owyhee County is public lands, and we've got about another 11 or 12% that's state lands, and so the remaining of that is the private land, which is our tax base. So we have a lot of dependency on the ranching industry, but also with public lands, you have multiple use. It's a very unique and diverse high desert area, so there's a lot of interest in protecting some of the areas, and the conversation had come around that. So we needed to look at economic stability for the county, but also looking at constructive ways to resolve some of the land use and land management discussions and issues that were out there. And we barely escaped total county designation of a monument for the public lands. And monument management is oftentimes more tricky to navigate through for the people living out there. And so with that, we saw it would be advantageous to try to get everybody to the table and come up with our own solutions for a very unique part of Idaho.
And go ahead, Chris.
Well, part of the issues that we had as ranchers dealing with wilderness is a whole bunch of it was designated as wilderness study. And in wilderness study, it was de facto managed as wilderness.
Mm.
And so there was huge tracts of land that we couldn't do nothing on, put no developments on, or couldn't proceed in our management. And this was a way to break that deadlock that most of these were put into effect in the mid-70s, these wilderness study areas. So it was just tying our hands and locking us up.
And Lou, so many times when initiatives like this get pushed forward, there are voices who say, we didn't get a chance to be heard. It sounds like in this process, though, there was a lot of mindfulness about making sure that every voice was heard.
Yes. So there was a very intentional process of making sure as many voices as wanted to come to the table and focus on solutions. I think that was a key premise to coming and participating, was that you really wanted to work together to find solutions. There were a few that didn't want to commit to that, but it was remarkable how many from across diverse interests, recreationists, conservationists, ranchers, community members, recognize that the resource and the community were suffering, that things that needed to get done were not able to get done under the paradigm of just fighting each other.
So why was this designation so important?
Well, I think part of the reason it was so important, as Chris alluded to, is that much of the area out there was being managed as wilderness anyway. And so we put the working group put tremendous number of hours out there in ground truthing what would truly be designated as wilderness, what would be feasible for wild and scenic, what we could come to terms on. And then there was over 200,000 acres that was released from wilderness study areas to be used for multiple use and be able to be managed. So it took a lot of time and, as Lou indicated too, real intense looking at and ground truthing and hours spent discussing what we could all agree on to put forward for wilderness, for wild and scenic, and then what needed to be released. And like I said, over 200,000 acres were released from the wilderness study area.
So, Lou, get us updated on what it means when we talk about wilderness versus scenic versus being able to use for something else, for people that may not understand that terminology.
Yes. So the wilderness areas, the formal wilderness designations based on the 1964 Wilderness Act, do restrict uses, and most mechanized, motorized building is prohibited in wilderness areas. Recreational uses, you can still have hunting, fishing, grazing is still a permitted use, appropriate management with, but it's, you know, really trying to limit the human impact mm-hmm. within those areas. Wild and scenic rivers are really focused on protecting those values that are wild rivers or have free flowing is the biggest outcome. And then, you know, the released areas, multiple use is, you know, what most of Idaho's public lands are managed under a multiple use, trying to provide many uses for different stakeholders.
I'm speaking with Lou Lenti. He's the Deputy Director of the Nature Conservancy in Idaho, Brenda Richards, an Owyhee County rancher, and rancher Chris Black. We're talking about the coming up on the 10-year anniversary of the Owyhee Public Lands Management Act. In the 10 years, what has happened? What's been able to have been accomplished?
A lot. So a lot. It's really quite remarkable. Many people thought that the passage of the act would sort of be the culmination of our work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the great things about the initiative is we realized up front that we were going to have to stay together and make sure that not only was the parts of the federal act implemented faithfully, which meant that, you know, there's always sort of things that happen in the passage of legislation. In this case, we've worked on several dozen corrections to the boundaries. The ultimate maps that were used in the legislation didn't get some things quite right. Mm. So we've continued to work together on that. The act called for travel management planning, and that's quite an effort, and it takes a focus, and it takes bringing people together again to resolve issues around, you know, what kind of access where. Owyhees were essentially open to all access, and this put a plan in place, has been putting plans in place. You know, we've continued to work together on trying to bring good science to help inform management in the Owyhees. We were able to work with the state and federal agencies to make sure that the water rights that go with wild and scenic waters were done in a way consistent with our set of agreements and that worked for everybody. This all took a lot of time.
And for Chris and Brenda, for both of you, in the last 10 years, what has it meant for you to have this act put in place?
Well, it's furthered my management, for one, to get or a lot of the ranchers anyway, it's furthered their management to be able to get that wilderness pinned down to where wilderness should be. And then also for me and for a lot of the people in Owyhee County, it's this coming together of all of us. We all have like interests and like things that we want to see on the ground and out there. And it's coming together and realizing that Lou and I can sit down and we can talk and we can come up with solutions to problems that are effective and workable. And that's what's really held the initiative together. They've backed all of the things that we've tried to accomplish, and they've been there, you know, instead of cutting and running when mm-hmm. when they got wilderness and that type of thing. So yeah, that would be my take.
What about you, Brenda?
And I would agree. I think that it's allowed us to have constructive conversations about things that are important to all of us out there. There's a huge respect among the board of directors because we have a long history of working together and we've made really good progress and have helped, as Lou indicated, resolve some of the things that didn't get carried out as we intended. We made sure that the intent still moves forward, and we're still working on some of those things today. As Lou said, the travel management out there, it's a highly desirable place for people to come out, mm-hmm. hunt, fish, recreate, even just for aesthetics and sightseeing. But we have economies and communities out there and ranchers that have to be viable. And one of the things that we probably worked on the hardest was the goal of the initiative, and that was to keep the economic viability of the livestock industry in Owyhee County, because that is the base, while looking at these other issues. So there's a huge support system, there's a trust factor, and there's good communication between all of us. I'm finding resolution to some complex problems or opportunities.
Do you think this has made the county better?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it has. I mean, this joint venture, so to speak, with mm-hmm. with people of like concerns and values, and being able to come together and do this has enriched the county, and furthered our community, really.
And Lou, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd say even beyond the county, it's been quite remarkable how many other collaborative efforts, people coming together. To some extent, on the model of the Owyhee Initiative around Idaho. We now call it the Idaho Way, being able to bring people together to take on these challenging problems and try to find solutions.
Right. And it helps because recognizing, you know, the county commissioners were the ones that brought it forward. Senator Crapo took a hold of it. But it's recognizing the social, economic, and ecological components that you can't really look at one and take another out without having a whole picture. So I think it's set a really good example, and it's made us stronger.
So happy 10 years down the line where you're at.
Very happy.
Yes.
I want to thank all of you for coming in today and talking to us about this. A lot of people may not even know about this act. So thank you very much. I've been talking with Lou Lenti, Deputy Director of the Nature Conservancy in Idaho, Brenda Richards, an Owyhee County rancher, and Chris Black, an Owyhee County rancher as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.